Welcome back, everybody. Today we're gonna try Coffee Dino S'mores from Off Color Brewing. I like the can art on this. It's kind of cool. It is a wrap, but the stars are actually like reflective in there, so that's pretty cool. Imperial Coffee Marshmallow Stout, 9.5%. I thought this untapped says 10.5, but I'm gonna go to with the can. There is no date. I picked this up at Hoffman Street Grocery with some other ones maybe a month ago, probably a month ago. So I don't know why they're showing 10.5 and this is showing 9.5. I believe this was $5.49. I threw away the top. From this, it does give us like the breakdown of malts. So pale Vienna, wheat, Cara 2, extra special, flaked oats, dark chocolate, black roasted barley, hops, nugget. So they're only using nugget. I'm guessing it's around 60 IBUs. It doesn't list it on here. I'm guessing most of those are at the beginning of the boil. I could be wrong. Secret ingredients, marshmallow, vanilla beans, molasses, Graham flour? Never heard of that. Cocoa nibs. And extra fancy coffee. High gravity and coffee are the two labels on there. So yeah, let's get this thing open and see how it does. This has been sitting out for about 20 minutes. Most of the time I would let them sit out a half hour longer, but I finished one and I finished it faster than I thought, and I wanted this one, so we're doing this one. Ooh, I can really smell that coffee. Definitely a chocolate-colored head on there. Small and medium bubbles, more small than anything. A little over a finger of head. Bubbles on the side are compact, like dish soap for the most part. I do have a couple bigger ones on the side. Let's go ahead and check the color. Color is totally black, Russian Imperial Stout. That's how it should be. Now this one is going to be loaded, and I'm surprised I'm not smelling like a sweeter coffee with those marshmallows. I don't know how they did them in here, but I was thinking this was going to be real, real sweet. But let's go ahead and smell. Darker, almost burnt roasted malts are what come through the most. A little bit of coffee, a little bit of chocolate. But it's not like that coffee or chocolate are really standing out. To me, that coffee chocolate that I'm smelling, at least right now, is from the malts, the darker malts used. Maybe, okay, the coffee, it does smell like a cold coffee. Real intense, real strong coffee. But you really have to get down there. Maybe a little vanilla sweetness, marshmallow, vanilla bean. Now that it's starting to settle down. Now that it's starting to settle down, that roasted, that big dark roasted malt isn't coming through as much. But it's still there. It's almost like that sweetness from that marshmallow, that vanilla bean, that chocolate, that coffee is kind of taking over a little. Head's gone now. Let's go ahead and taste. Like an acidic, burnt, roasted malt is what I'm getting. A little tinniness is in there. And it's almost like I think it's because they use too much dark malts that I'm getting that tinniness. It's not from the can. It's just from like that ashy, burnt malt that they're using. Medium body, not that thick at all for what it's supposed to be. I don't think. Not really getting that much sweetness. It seems like that almost burnt, ashy, roasted malt is taking over pretty much everything in this. Like, the extra special coffee. Is that what they said? Extra fancy coffee. It's like they used a very light coffee in here, and that big roasted malt just took over. I do, in the middle of the palate, I get some chocolate that wants to come out. It just doesn't come out fully, and I think it's because of the roasted malt. Yeah, it's like an ashy, acidic, burnt malt in my throat. Pour the rest in here, hopefully. It sounds like they had a good idea. I'm guessing the molasses is used to boost the ABV, which is kind of weird, because then why did they use so much dark roasted malt that's all that comes through when the ABV, when the yeast is going to eat the molasses, the sugar in the molasses? And the marshmallow, depending on, I'm guessing they added marshmallow to the boil. Just so it would dissolve. If you're a Russian stout person, imperial stout, barrel aged stout, I think you'll be okay with it. It's just, if you're calling a beer coffee s'mores, you think coffee would be the first dominant flavor in here with sweetness. The aftertaste, I do get a little bit more sweetness. You could say a touch of vanilla sweetness in there. But that roasted malt is like stuck in my throat. Yeah, lighter body, medium body. I think it should be a little bit higher, especially for 9.5% and all the stuff in it. I would have to go with a 3.25 out of 5. I could drink this. If it was named something different, we might have a different outcome. But when you put coffee as the first word in the name of it, I feel that should be present. And those roasted malts just covered up. Unless this can's like really old. And I know it's not, because they, Hoffman Street, sent me a picture of it the day they got it, and I picked it up that Sunday. So unless whoever distributes this had it on their shelves forever, I don't know. But Off Color Brewing is in Chicago, Illinois. But yeah, for me, 3.25 out of 5. I think they missed the mark on this one. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. One of my friends have had it, 4 out of 5. A little over 1,000 people have had it, 4.03 out of 5. So I'm definitely lower than all of them. So the one person that had it, coffee, chocolate, and marshmallow in the aroma. Taste has coffee, marshmallow, chocolate, and a hint of graham cracker. Yeah, no. And that was, now, does that say 4/5/20? No, that was on February 17th, 2021. So, yeah. I don't know how old his was. I would, 4 out of 5. Yeah, to me, it almost tastes like it is old. Like that coffee's faded. If this was cellared, that coffee's faded. That sweetness has faded. And those roasted malts have really come up. But hey, they don't put dates on these cans. Yeah, nowhere. So I can just go by what I taste.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.